Good morning, gentlemen, and any ladies that may be listening. Last week we started discussing the mitzvah of Tzedek, Tishrei, Anisachar, the mitzvah of with righteousness thou shalt judge thy fellow, which when we read the pasuk in the Torah, it seemed clear that we were talking to a dayan, to a judge, or shofet, yeah, to a judge, and that he shouldn't be crooked when he's carrying out the judgment in the court. And we saw that was an example of that was given in the Gemara, which said that when a dayan is sitting in a beis din, you shouldn't set up a situation where the judgment is going to go in favor of one of the balei din, one of the litigants, over another. Yeah, no, don't have it so that one of them's standing, another sitting, one of them's allowed to speak as much as he wants, another one is not allowed to. Yeah, you have to have it, but tzedek tishpoit hamisachar, you have to judge them fairly. Okay, we saw that this is how the Rambam paskins, that this is the mitzvah of Pesedek Tishpoit HaMisecha, that you have to judge them fairly. Okay, the Rambam also added that this isn't just talking about a based in a communal judgment of your fellow, but this is also talking about every individual. Kol Echad, Kol Ish Mi Yisrael. Every single Jewish person has a mitzvah that if you know of, if you're aware of an argument or a dispute that people are having, you should judge between them. Yeah, you should come between them and try and help them resolve their issue. As we heard, like be like Aaron HaKohen. Aaron, his mitzvah was Oyev Shalom, Veredev Shalom. He was trying to bring peace between people. You should try to be that person to judge between them and help them settle their whatever dispute they may be having. Okay, so this is the simple understanding
of whether you're in an official position or whether unofficial.
Yeah, this is even though we're not talking about official judgment now. This is a mitzvah, as the Rambam says. That every single person is mitzvah, is commanded to judge a din Torah when you are aware of a quarrel that people are having. Okay, you have a mitzvah, everyone. It has a mitzvah to try and judge between them. If you're unable to draw a judgment and help them come to a conclusion, then send them to a beis din. Help them get to a beis din. Help them come to a situation where you're stopping the quarrel. They're going to end the dispute and they'll have a fair judgment. Okay, and that is betzedek tishpoit hamisachar. When you are in that position, you've got a big job to do. You've got to judge that fairly. Part of the mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch says that part of the mitzvah is that when you're setting up the court system and you're choosing your judges, you've got to choose judges that are actually going to be judging fairly. Yeah, part of the mitzvah, but tzedek tishpoit hamisachar, is that when we are perhaps democratically voting in our chief justice, yeah, or whoever's going to be writing the laws, we've got to do that in a way that it's going to be fair. Yeah, and that is part of the mitzvah, according to Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says the whole reason behind the mitzvah is that society should be functioning well, and society shouldn't be crooked. Yeah, because if the judge is crooked and he's not judging fairly, then the other person's not going to go to him. It's going to be unfair, and society is not going to function. People are going to be suspecting each other, and it's not a good situation. Okay, now that is all the yeah.
But fairly, it means based on the law or use.
Within
or
the law.
Feeling,
within the law. No, not feeling. Feelings, we already heard the rabbi speak about feelings yesterday.
No, but, for example, Supreme Court usually vote. And they, all of them know the law. Usually they have 5-4. It means they understand law different way.
Who is
fairly, who not, is difficult to say.
Okay, there are mitzvahs and halachas which help us to be more objective, and this is a halacha, right? As the Gemara says, what does it mean? What is the halachic, the practical application of Betzedek Tishpoy Tamisecha? Says that the Gemara says that one of them shouldn't be standing while one of them is sitting. One of them shouldn't be able to say everything they're able to say, want to say, and the other one not. One of them is not allowed to be dressed in fine garb, and the other one in his pauper's clothes. One of them, there are halachas, practical applications of this mitzvah. Now, of course, everyone is biased, right? We have our biases. We have that is part of what the Sefer HaChinuch says. You got to choose someone who's just as well. It's not enough just to have a religious person who's going to be keeping all the halachas. You've got to try and find someone who's going to be just. Now, of course, there's going to be biases anyway. But you hope that based on this, but when you're setting up the system this way, that it's going to be more fair than not.
But a Jewish court decision should be.
It's based on halacha.
No, but
it's all based on halacha.
If 20, I don't know how many people, all of them should say yes.
Majority. This is the Torah principle. Acharei Rabban Lahatos, we follow the majority.
All of them try to be fairly, but make different decision.
Of course. Of course, people make different decisions.
They say that if.
Again, I think we spoke about. In the past, right? When two people are coming to court, who's lying? Who's lying? Typically, you're not going to have a situation where someone is lying. They have a different perspective of the truth. They have a different perspective of reality, a different perspective of what happened. Now, we, as the third party, as the based in, as the judges, we have to be able to judge what actually happened. Now, halacha may say that, well, based on halacha, al pi halacha, as we say, based on halacha, this guy is definitely obligated, and that one is definitely, based on halacha. But we've got to be able to judge based on the situation and based on many, many different factors. Well, based on halacha, that's what it should be. But is that really what happened? Is there another way of seeing the situation? Maybe this guy is interpreting what happened that way, but that isn't really what happened. That means they've got to judge. And judging doesn't just mean judging the halacha. The halacha is like this guy and not like that guy. The halacha, the judging is judging the situation. And for that, it has to be fair. And there are guidelines about how to make it fair so that you're going to get the most accurate representation of what happened. Okay.
But they also say if it's a capital case and everyone says he's guilty, they set him free.
Yeah. That's a good point. This is a very good point. Yes.
In the Jewish court?
Yeah, in the Jewish court. If everyone says that he's chayev, they set him free.
It can't be.
It's so clear cut. No way. They obviously didn't ask enough questions, and they obviously didn't do enough examination and cross-examination, because there should be somewhere to find some sort of source for it. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. Okay, so this is point number one. Okay, this is point number one. This is the first point that the Gemara raises. But Tzedek, Tishpoit, HaMisecha, in the context of the Pasuk, is talking about judges, right? Tishpoit, Shofet, as a judge. Okay, the Gemara also brings over there that there's another aspect to Tzedek Tishpoit HaMisecha, which is that we should, as the Gemara says, Tzedek Tishpoit HaMisecha, judge fairly, havidan is chaver lekafskos. You should judge your fellow to the side of merit. Yeah, you should judge him favorably. Okay, and the Rambam includes this as part of the mitzvah. He says this is an absolute part of the mitzvah when the Torah says "Betzedek tishpach dam yisrael," not just talking to judges, it's talking to everyone, that we have a mitzvah to judge favorably, to judge our fellow favorably. Okay, and we saw last week that the Sefer Chinuch says that this is also part of that idea of society functioning in a healthy manner, which is that if everyone is suspecting, is, you know, this guy, this guy's a Russia, that guy's a Russia, this guy did something bad, that guy, yeah, that's not a society which is going to be functioning well. That's a society where by the checkout of the supermarket you're going to have a whole row of different newspapers and magazines that are speaking a whole load of Lashon Hara and judging people unfavorably, where everyone is paranoid to do anything because what if someone sees me and judge, right? A healthy, functioning society is where we can remove chashad, we can remove suspicion, when I know that whatever I'm doing, people are going to look at me in a good light, and people are going to speak favorably about me, and they're going to speak nicely about me, they're not going to be speaking Lashon Hara about me. This is all part of creating a healthy, functioning society where people are going to be living b'shalom v'reus, where people are going to be living with peace and companionship, as the Sefer HaChinuch says.
But that's not reality. It's never happened.
In the Torah, within the Torah system, it should happen, and it should be able to happen. Okay, good. This is where we got up to last week, introducing this idea that we have for Tzedek Tishbet Amisecha, okay, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, paskin like by the Rambam, a mitzvah d'oraisa that we have to judge people favorably. Okay, now an interesting question arises when you learn the Rambam. This, by the way, this Rambam that we read is discussing the mitzvah by the mitzvah of Betzedek Tishbo Tamisecha. Okay, Betzedek Tishbo Tamisecha, there is a mitzvah of judging favorably. There's another Rambam which presents an interesting question. Okay, the Rambam in Hilchas Deus, which is the Rambam's book about middos, about character traits. Okay? Now it's interesting that it actually comes up in halachas. He brings these things down as halachas, right? In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam has a whole section called Hilchos Deos, which is it could be translated sort of values the halachas of values, like what values that the one should have, or the outlook that he should have. But as part of that, in the fifth chapter, the Rambam goes through and speaks about the level that a Talmud Chacham should be at. Yeah, a Talmud Chacham, a wise person, right? He opens the chapter by saying that Kashem, in the very same way that a Talmud Chacham is Nikar B'Chachmasei, he is recognizable in his Chachma. Yeah, he's recognizable by his wisdom. Meaning what? How do you know who's a Talmud Chacham? If he knows everything, right? You go up to him and you ask him a question, he knows everything, right? You can recognize a Talmud Chacham, a wise person, from their Chachma, from their wisdom, right? When they give a shir and they just know everything, yeah, it's very clear that, oh, this guy is a Talmud Chacham. Yeah, very simple, right? How do you know who's a wise person?
Who is wise?
How do you know who's a wise person? You check his IQ. Yeah, if he's got a high IQ, it means he's intelligent or, right, wise, and you speak to him and you hear his advice, you hear his sagely advice. Right, you have to actually hear what they know, right? Through hearing what they know, you're able to see that they know a lot, or they don't know a lot. Okay, so the Rambam says that it's not just that, though. Okay, to define a Talmud Chacham, it's not just looking at how much he knows. He says that in the very same way that you can recognize a Talmud Chacham through his Chachma, through how much he knows, kach. In that same way, you can recognize him through his maisim. You can recognize a Talmud Chacham through his actions. There are actions that a Talmud Chacham just wouldn't do, because it's below me. I'm a smart person, right? A Talmud Chacham is not going to do certain things which are just foolish, which are silly, which are stupid, which simple people, right? We stumble in and we do these things, even though it's the wrong thing to do, even though it's not intelligent to do, right? A wise person, a Talmud Chacham, you can look at their actions, look at the way they are behaving, and you should be able to recognize, ah, that guy's a Talmud Chacham.
But this both should be both.
It doesn't say it should be both.
But only
it says if you go and ask a shaila to a Talmud Chacham, and to a person, and he's not able to answer you, okay, he's not a Talmud Chacham. If you ask him a shaila, and he answers and he knows a lot, oh, you could say yeah, he's a Talmud Chacham. Another way you could define a Talmud Chacham, or to judge whether someone is a Talmud Chacham, is just look at him. Look at him, and if you look at him and you see, well, that guy is acting, that guy has stellar character traits. That guy his actions are so in line with the Torah, in line with just the right thing to do. That guy's a Talmud Chacham.
Even he doesn't able to answer for your question.
Then you can go ahead and check it. I mean, it does seem like they would both go hand in hand. I mean, a Talmud Chacham, he says, in the same way that you will be able to define him by his Torah, you should also be able to define him by his, right now, you go up to him, you see he's got stellar character traits, but he doesn't know a thing about Torah. Okay, so he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's just got good midas. But the opposite is also true. Which means that if you go up to a person who knows so much Torah, yeah, but he's acting like a goodness knows what, he's not a Talmud Chacham.
But this is work. This is knowledge plus kind of moral frame.
Yeah, exactly. I once had a maisa. Once had a situation. I was walking with a group of students on a trip that I was running, and we were in the old city of Yerushalayim, and we saw, as we were walking along, we saw there was a group of men that were standing around, and I recognized one of them as being a great rabbi. I'd only once ever seen him, like many, many years ago, but I sort of had this recollection, this is this rabbi. And I stopped, and we stood back, and I told him about this person. And then we saw him do something which was not congruous with the actions of a Talmud Chacham, and I said, I really apologize, guys. This is not him. I'm mistaken. Yeah, this guy obviously doesn't look like him. This is not this person. He's a Talmud Chacham. He wouldn't act like this. And I have 100% certainty that I got the wrong person. Because the person that I was talking about would not do that sort of thing. In the very same way, you can recognize a Talmud Chacham by his chachmah. You can recognize him by his actions. If he's not acting in the right way, he's not a Talmud Chacham. So this guy who is well known, very well known, that this guy is a Talmud Chacham, yeah, and everyone knows a Talmud Chacham, and he's acting like that. It's not him.
But not to be told Chacham.
And I'm not being, this isn't me being naive. This is me being very real, because this is a Talmud Chacham doesn't act like that.
So they tell a story of someone is talking about someone else. They said he must be a real Talmud Chacham, and someone, because he has a beard. So the reply was, well, so does a goat.
Yep.
So just because you have some of the appurtenances doesn't mean that you're the real thing.
And you have people who don't have beards also.
But actually, it's nothing wrong not to be Talmud Chacham. Most of people is normal.
Right, it, absolutely.
But it means you still should respect this.
We have to respect everyone.
Yeah, no, but
you have to respect everyone.
Depend what you.
But it's different. But it's different. It's holding them to a higher standard.
Okay.
Right, and we're going to see how the halachas actually present themselves differently when you're talking about them.
So wrong, but for to be.
Yes,
is not enough.
Is not is as we say in French, pas nicht. Yeah, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate for a for a Talmud Chacham to be acting like that. It's appropriate for me, right? It's not inappropriate for everyone. It's but if you're holding on a certain level, it's inappropriate. There are things that are below you.
Some sin kind of. No, but I'm talking about criminal.
No, we're not talking about averas.
No, yeah, but it means there is some action or moral values what is different for different kind of people. We require to be more spiritual, more moral if you want to be higher level.
Exactly.
Wise.
Exactly. And not just more powerful. Unfortunately, in the world, we have a situation where the more powerful you are, the more.
No, but this is a. Right?
A Talmud Chacham is not a position which one chooses to be. Right? A Talmud Chacham or a Gadol, right? A great person, right? Gedolim don't choose themselves. Klal Yisrael choose Gedolim, and usually, yeah, the Jewish people choose Gedolim, and usually it's a person who doesn't want to be chosen. He'd rather just sit in the corner in the base of Medrash and just learn all day and doesn't want to be bothered by public things. Yet, Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, choose him and say, no, you are someone that we need to look up to. We need to have you guiding us.
In any society, I believe this is leader people want to elect should be also smart, but plus should be moral leader.
Absolutely.
Sometimes even... I don't know what to talk about our current president, but it says sometimes it happens. There is
you can just repeat the rabbi's drasha.
No, but this is what bothers me. Is how can be leader is not completely against any moral rule?
Yep. Okay. Anyway, so with that introduction, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, when he's discussing the values of a Talmud Chacham, the standing of a Talmud Chacham, the things that we can expect of a Talmud Chacham, that he's on a higher level of character, of morality, of values. Yeah, so a Talmud Chacham, the Rambam says, Don es kol ha'odom lekafskos. He judges everyone favorably.
Or as favorably as possible.
That's not what it says. The Rambam says, a Talmud Chacham is done as kol ha'odom lekafschos. He judges everyone to the side of merit. Okay, what's the question?
But everyone should do it. Why?
How do you know everyone should do it?
But to be Chacham, it means...
How do you know that everyone should do it?
I don't know. How do you know? If he judge it, I believe he should do.
But how do you know that everyone should do it?
Because Rambam says so.
Yeah, no, but
because the Torah says so. But tzedek tish by dami secha, which means you got to judge people favorably.
Yeah. But you say this.
And now the Rambam is telling us that's a Talmud. A Talmud Chacham is done as kalod on the kafschos. Talmud Chacham. It's all for a Talmud Chacham, that's for everyone.
But you say, what is different? But why he said this?
Ah, good question. Okay, another place that we can ask the question from is as a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. A Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, having done is kol ha'odom lekafschos. Also, a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is ethics, yeah, and morals. And it says, having done is kol ha'odom lekafschos. Yeah, the Rambam here is just almost quoting the word for word the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Yeah, Pirkei Avos. That's Torah. What do you mean Pirkei Avos? The Torah says, "But tzedek tish by tamisecha."
The Torah tells you to do it. Rambam says the Talmud Chacham. I mean, many people don't succeed at doing that. They partially succeed. Rambam is saying that Talmud Chacham does succeed. There's a case.
No, yes, of probably
people who do succeed.
Good. Okay, I hear. It's good. It's a good suggestion. the problem is, I mean, when you come to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, my Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is telling you, Mishnah in Pirkei Avos doesn't say, don't eat basar v'chalav.
What's the Mishnah you're pointing to?
The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, have you done is kol adam lekafskos.
Yeah,
I think the rabbis are ready.
Hmm? So what's the problem?
The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos doesn't say, don't eat basar v'chalav. It doesn't say, keep Shabbos.
Yeah.
It doesn't say, loy sisna, don't hate, or don't bear a grudge.
A lot of things it doesn't say.
Right, meaning, what things doesn't it say? The things which are Torah mitzvahs. The Torah, there's a Torah mitzvah, betzedek tishpoy tamisecha, and now we have to reiterate that in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos?
Pirkei Avos to reiterate any other Torah mitzvahs?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, but if it does, it's going to be a question. Like we're asking now, it's a question. Right, and the Rambam, who, yeah, he may be saying, well, this is an example of someone who actually does it. But you can't, I mean, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. How can we even say that? Only a Talmud Chacham does that. What do you mean? How could you, why should that be? Why is that?
He says
the value, this is the character trait of a Talmud Chacham. This is what the Talmud Chacham does.
And other people can do it too. It doesn't mean only Talmud Chacham does it.
It's unlikely. But he says this is what a Talmud Chacham does.
But he didn't say it's unlikely.
No, but
he's saying that these are the special traits of a Talmud Chacham.
Fine, and you might have that trait, and you might have
It could be, but most people are not, because these are the things which we are specifically pointing out. This is a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham does this, 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 and this, and this.
Yeah.
Right? Which most people do not do.
Most people do one or two of those.
Okay.
And some are going to do the judge favorite.
But this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a Torah mitzvah.
And some people will be keeping it.
The other things in the list, by the way, are not Torah mitzvahs. The other things are good and hagos toivos, good character traits. You want to see some of the other things in the list?
I don't want to distract you because you have a plan.
It makes sense. That's mitzvah. Not everyone perform mitzvah 100% correct. But he, because his characters, he does it.
No, because he does it, we label him Talmud Chacham. Because he does all of these things, we label him Talmud Chacham.
But does this work in this way and this way?
It's in mathematics, it's the intersection.
Yeah.
Set theory.
Yeah, the halacha before this says, "Atznius gedoyla noigim tamidei chachamim ba'atzman." Tamidei chachamim have a very special tznius, a modesty, a humility they have.
Very great humility. I won't point to anybody. There are some very modest, humble people. And they may not be Talmud Chacham.
Talmud Chacham, listen to this.
I'm more modest than him.
Professor, listen to this. Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham, this is in the same halacha here. Halacha Zion. Talmud Chacham, loy yehetzoyek. He doesn't shout. It's a veyach and scream. B'shas diburi, when he talks, kibahemos v'chayos, like animals. V'lo yagbia koiloy b'yoyser. Yeah, he doesn't raise his voice. Ela diburi b'nachas im kol abrius. He just speaks gently with people. Shidabe benachas yizarev shelo yisrachek as yirek de regasi aruach. Yeah, but when he's speaking quietly, he's not speaking so quietly that it sounds like he's sort of like entertaining people, and that he's like arrogant, like a quiet talking. No, it's a very magdim shalom lekol adam, and he says everyone, he greets everyone shalom. In order that people like him, and he also judges everyone favorably. He always speaks about the positive about people. He never speaks anything negative. He loves peace. He's chill.
Is there a Torah mitzvah in there? That last one? Maybe.
Could be.
Just description of our room.
Yeah, it's not necessarily he's talking about a specific person. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's speaking Lashon Hara. Right? He said, Lo bin Gunus. He doesn't speak about Gunus. He doesn't speak about bad stuff. He doesn't speak negatively. He always speaks positively. and he judges everyone favorably. What do you mean he judges everyone favorably? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah on everyone, not just a Talmud Chacham. Even if you're going to tell me that these, it's a mitzvah on everyone. Okay. Now there's a diuk. Okay, what's a diuk? There's an inference. You have to hear this very carefully. Okay, what does the Torah say? V'tzedek tishbait amisecha. Remember, what did the Gemara say? V'tzedek tishbait amisecha. The Gemara we saw says, V'tzedek tishbait amisecha, avidan is chaver lekafskos. You have to judge your chaveri lekafskos. Tani Rav Yosef. V'tzedek tishbait amisecha. With fairness, you shall judge your friend. Amisecha. What's amisecha? Am she'itcha b'toyra mitzvahs. A people who is together with you in Torah and mitzvahs. Hishtadol adun lo yafa. You should try to judge in favor. B'tzedek tishbait amisecha. Havidan es chaveiroi lekafschos. You should judge your friend. What does the Rambam say? Dan es kol ha'adam lekafschos. What does that mean?
Everyone.
Everyone. Okay. Now, the Chofetz Chaim, in his introduction to this sefer that we learn every single morning, and we have read this. Okay. In fact, this is a comment that he mentions in the commentary down the bottom. So we haven't read exactly this point, but the Chofetz Chaim says like this. There are opinions, okay? Namely, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Smug and the Smuk, who are people who count the mitzvahs, they discuss the mitzvahs, and they have the opinion that the mitzvah of Betzedek Tishbait Amisecha is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay? There are those who ask the question, based on this Rambam, that say, oh, the Rambam actually holds that it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay? The Rambam holds that it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Chofetz Chaim says, don't say that. Don't say that the Rambam doesn't hold it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and he just holds that it's a midah ba'alma, a nice thing to do. Why? V'haraya sh'Rambam kosev sham b'soif ma'amorei b'mishnah hanal she'u midarchi chassidus. Yeah, the proof that they bring for this question is that the Rambam at the end of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where it says Havidan es chaveiro kafschos, es kol adam lekafschos, says she'u midarchi chassidus. It's a way of chassidim. It's a pious thing to do. Does that ain't it? It's not true. It's not true. It's not true that the Rambam just holds it's a nice thing to do. Why? Da Rambam Irisham Ba'odam She'ain Ani Makiroi. Because the Rambam over there is talking about a very specific case. When the Rambam says it's Darche Chassidus, it's a pious thing to do. When the Rambam says, ah, a Talmud Chacham judges everyone favorably, who is the Rambam talking about specifically? He's talking about someone that you have no idea who they are. Ein Ani Makiroi. I don't know who he is. I don't know him from Adam. Never seen him before. Im Tzadik, Im Rasha. He's a Tzadik. I have no idea. I have nothing to judge. I've got nothing to base anything on. He might be a Tzadik. He might be a Rasha. In such a case, Lezeh Bevadei Ein Ani Mechuyev Min HaTorah L'Dunim Kafskos. There, for sure, there is absolutely no obligation from the Torah to judge him favorably. Rak midatova ba'alma. It's just a nice thing to do in such a case. You have no idea who he is. He might be the biggest rusher in the world. You have no idea. In such a case, the Torah doesn't say you have a mitzvah to judge him favorably. There, the Rambam would say it's darche chassidus. That's a pious thing to do. It's a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham. Ah, he would judge him favorably. Also in Hilchus Deus that we saw, right? He says this is a character trait of a Talmud Chacham. And it's implied that it's only a nice thing to do. Hosam Airi Gamkein Bachai Gavna. This is also talking about a case where you don't know who he is. Bateda. And you should know that he brings the wording of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Have he done his Kol Adam Mekaf Schos?
Okay,
Kol Adam. Let me just skip here. And you should know, you should be able to see that what we're saying is absolutely MS, is for sure true. Why? Because in the Mishnah in Avos and in the Rambam in Hilchos Deos that we saw, the Ayri B'Midos, that is talking about Midos, Ne'emar, it says over there, have a dan es kol odom lekavschos, judge everyone favorably. Everyone. That is unlike the Gemara in Shavuos and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam says the mitzvah, right? Remember Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he said it's a mitzvah. There, da'ayri babia mitzvahs ase david tzedek tishpoy tamisecho. There we're talking about the mitzvah of tzedek, of judging people favorably, nemla, that it says, have you done es chaveroi lekafskos? You should judge your friend lekafskos. Chaveroi mashma she'ata makiroi she'einenu Russia. Chaveroi means that you know that he's not a Russia. So you recognize him, you know who he is, and you know he's not a Russia. There, we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to judge him favorably. But in a case where you don't know him from Adam, you have no obligation to judge him favorably. It's a midas.
Kol Adam.
There we have a midas chasidus, it's a midah ba'alma, it's a mitzvah, it's a nice thing to do, but it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa.
Right,
this
is a mitzvah d'oraisa, only amitatha.
Now,
Mitzvah d'oraisa is only when it's amitatha.
Amitatha, whereas the thing that was chasidus, that was kol
Adam. Adam. Yeah.
But this is completely... I don't understand anything. At first of all, what does it mean, friend or not friend? What is the...
Okay, how are we going to define? So, simply speaking, how the Chafetz Chaim says is, chaveroi is someone that you you recognize is not a Russia. Why? The Gemara says, amitecha, am she'itcha, the Torah mitzvahs. The person that is with you in Torah mitzvahs.
Who is Russia?
Who is a Russia? A Russia is a person who is not with you in Torah mitzvahs. Someone who does bad things.
No, but since this is need to... But who said he did bad thing? Only
it's known. You've seen... Not Lashon Hara. You can't believe Lashon Hara. But you've seen him. You see him eat basar v'chalav. Now you see him walking into a store, yeah, which is... They sell basar v'chalav, and they also sell, not basar v'chalav, meat and milk. Yeah. Oh, no, he's probably eating the kosher option. No, there is no mitzvah d'oraisa to judge in favor. We'll see. We'll see exactly. The first point we're bringing up over here is that when you, someone you do not know, it's a nice thing to do. The only mitzvah d'oraisa is when you actually recognize him. You know who he is. Okay? Now, how are we going to judge him in terms of people that we know who they are? We're going to see there are a few different categories. Okay? So, the first category we have is someone you've never met before. You don't know who he is. You have no idea. You have no conclusions to draw. There, if you are a Talmud Chacham, or you want to act in a pious way, then you judge him favorably. Because, why not? You don't know who he is, anyway. That's a Talmud Chacham would do that. A righteous person, a tzaddik, a pious person would do that. Okay? Then, we've got this other category of people that I do know. Then we're going to break it down into three categories. Okay? The three categories are going to be someone that you know who is a tzaddik. We can also have someone that you know is a Russia. And then, we can have someone that you know is a Beinoni. A Beinoni is someone in between. Right? A tzaddik means that he's righteous in everything. Or righteous in a certain specific area, which I am witnessing him now do something which is questionable. Okay, a rasha is someone who is absolutely evil, yeah, terrible, bad, or he's bad in a certain area. He could be good in other areas, but now in this question is about the area which is bad, right? That's a rasha. Then we can have a beinoni, who's an average person, sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Okay, so we're going to have to define how we've said essentially is someone you don't know, there's a midas chasidus. Okay, that is where the Rambam in Hilchos Deos and the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, oh, it's a good thing to do, judge favorably. That's someone you don't know. The mitzvah d'oraisa of the Rambam and the Torah, right, based on the pasuk and the Torah, is talking about someone that you know not to be a rasha. He's amitecha, he's your friend, he's not a rasha. Okay, and how we define that and how we do that, we're gonna see how that plays out. Okay,
but this is
so far.
No, but this is only in
interpersonal relations. If
somebody in Russia goes to the court,
Russia.
If he was bad behavior, did bad things, but now he should judge favorably for different things. How?
No, what do you mean?
What before court is not is no difference.
We're not talking about court.
I mean, it means only.
We're talking about morals.
Well, only morals.
We're talking about morals. We're not talking about the court.
It means. This,
yeah, yeah. We've dropped. That was the first thing. The first thing is the court. We have the judges in the court.
The judges should
now.
Be
judges, no. Judges don't have a mitzvah of judging favorably. The tzedek tishpoit hamisecha regarding judges is not judge him favorably. It's judge him justly.
Judge
him fairly.
Fair.
Right? They don't have to say, right, a court comes in, a guy says, this guy stole my car. Well, but we've decided we're going to judge him favorably. They have to judge him fairly. Okay.
It means this will be,
favorably means for all of us. That's the other mitzvah, the second part of the mitzvah, which is judging favorably.
It means it's a two different word, fairly and favorably.
Yes. Okay. The judge has to judge fairly. Now we're talking about the mitzvah of judging favorably. The mitzvah of judging favorably is not about a person you don't know. And it's not about a rasha. It's not about someone that you do know that is a rasha.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, now, so now we're going to see how the Rambam explains our first two categories. Okay, the category of a tzaddik and the category of a rasha. Someone you know to be a tzaddik and someone you know to be a rasha. How are we? Where? What does the Torah say about judging these people? So, Rambam says, in Yoni, the Inyan, the story of this mitzvah of the tzaddik tishbei tamisecha is kishayiyeh adam shaloi teda by im tzaddiku im rasha. If you see a person that you don't know whether he's a tzaddik or a rasha, v'tireyu shayase maisa or yoyim adava, and you see him do something or say something, she'im tifreshei tzaddik aderech achas yiyeh toiv. Yeah, that if you interpret it one way, it could be good. If you interpret it the other way, it could be bad. Kach oisei ala toiv. You should take it for the good, but don't think it's bad. Aval, however, im yiyeh adam noida shehu tzaddik mefursum. If this person is known to be publicly, everyone knows, is famous. This guy is a tzaddik. Ubepuulois hatoivos, and he's always doing good things. V'nira loy poil shekolin yonay moirim shehu poil ra. And now you see him do something which everything about this action seems, it's not very good. It doesn't look like he did something good over there. Ve'ein odom yochlach rio latoiv ela b'doiche godol. And you're only able to judge it favorably and see the good in it with extreme difficulty. Ve'efshe rochaiku, and it's very, very distant from reality to assume that he actually did something good. Okay, so what do you say in that case? What would you say? We're talking about someone, he's a well-known tzaddik. Everyone knows he's a tzaddik. He always does good things. And now you see him do something which looks really bad. and it's very difficult to understand in any way how it could be good. What would you say?
You have to go to the effort to figure out how that could be a good background to something that seems bad.
But according to the mitzvah, it should be favorably, even if you see something wrong, maybe.
Yep. So the Rambam says, Roy, it is appropriate. Shatikach oisei shu toiv. It's appropriate that you should assume that it is good. Seeing as that there is some way, possible way of interpreting as being good, it's appropriate to assume that it is good. The ein muta lechalachashtoi, and you are not allowed to suspect him.
Even in the Torah, it says before us that Moshe Rabbeinu was a murderer. He killed the Egyptian who was...
Right. And he had that in his... Yeah. Okay.
But yet, he did that... you have other places where people were doing something that was seemingly good, but was not so good.
Yeah, so we'll see how to judge this. Okay, so the Rambam, first point he's saying is, you got a tzaddik, he's done good. You have to assume he's done good. You're not allowed to suspect him. A guy is known to be a tzaddik, whether it looks like it's good, whether it looks like it's bad, whether it's in the middle, yeah, you have to assume that it's good. V'chein, similarly, k'shiyeh rasha, v'yisfasim v'maisav. Yeah, similarly, if you've got a rasha, yeah, and everyone knows he's a rasha, he's everything bad. Yeah, and then you go and see him do something. Everything is pointing to the fact that it's actually, maybe this guy has actually turned his ways. Maybe this guy has done, maybe he's done one mitzvah. Yeah, he's helping an old lady across the street. Yeah. Yeah, but there's a little chance that, you know what? He might have been stealing a handbag. Yeah, he might have just taken something out of her handbag. Or maybe not now, but he's trying to get signed onto her inheritance. Yeah, so that he can, yeah. Roy li shomer mimenu, v'shaloi toima boi shu toiv, achashiyesh boi afshar asura. It is appropriate that you should guard yourself from him. You should assume, seeing as there's a way of saying that it is bad, you have to guard yourself, you have to assume that he is bad. And that what he did is bad.
Even
though everything about this Maisa says that it's good, what he did was good, you have to assume it's bad.
If this is somebody is bad, you see he does something good, you should believe it.
You should not believe that it's good. Now, it doesn't mean to say, firstly, this doesn't mean to say now you can, as we saw this morning, right? This morning, Rabbi Miller learned the last halacha over here was talking about judging favorably. It says even in a case where there's no mitzvah to judge him favorably, okay, in this case where it's not where there's no mitzvah to judge him favorably, you're not allowed to speak badly about him. You're not allowed to go and spread lashon hara about him. That's still lashon hara. Okay, so you're not allowed to speak lashon hara. What does the Rambam say? He says, "Roili shomer mimenu." You should protect yourself. You have to assume that he did it bad. Don't go ahead and spread the news.
But you have to take precautions.
That's the nafkamina. That's the application of this. Yeah, the application of this is you got to take precautions.
But in this case, if everybody see Russia, it's something very bad. This kid doesn't have change to be better and better because, you know, eyes of all people, he always will be bad person. How to change? How to make changes to be better person? If society
If society has labeled him, you have to give him teichacha. If you see someone doing something wrong, you have to give him teichacha. You have to rebuke him. You have to help him change his ways.
But in this case, if I see he does something very good, I should believe it's not. Because he is Russia, it's something he is not good or bad.
Yeah.
But
the practical application of this is, if it's going to be something which is nogea to you, something which is relevant to you, you have to protect yourself from him. Right? There's a I don't know. Whatever it may be, someone is doing something which seems like it's good, he's helping you. He's doing amazing. Yeah, a guy comes around to your house, and he's helping you with your shopping. Yeah, but he's a Russia. This guy comes along and says, "Oh, please, can I help you with your shopping? Can I help you home with your shopping?"
Yes.
Yeah, and he's an absolute Russia. Well, that's so nice, but he's doing something which is so good. How can you possibly understand that's bad? Well, he might be because he's trying to steal something.
Well, but the
Rambam says, guard yourself. Roi lishamim emenu. There's no mitzvah. Don't be an idiot. Yeah, there's no mitzvah to be a fool and say, no, this guy's doing a good thing. Well, what do you mean? I've got a mitzvah. I have to judge him favorably. Yeah, so give him the benefit of the doubt. This is how they translate, by the way. Benefit of the doubt. They translate, tzedek tishbo tamisach, they sometimes translate as giving the benefit of the doubt. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Let him, let him help you out. No. There is absolutely no mitzvah to be a fool. Yeah, and this is one of the main directions that this shir is going in. Yeah, that we're trying to show you over here. But tzedek tishpo tamisach does not mean be an idiot. Yeah, it means be smart. Yeah, the Jewish people have street smarts. We know when we're being fooled, when we're being taken advantage of. We're being what?
We're being snookered.
When we're being snookered.
Duped.
Yeah? And the halacha does not require us to be duped. The halacha does not require us to live in a naive world of assuming that everyone is a tzaddik. If a person is a Russia, he's a Russia and he's a Russia. And you have absolutely no mitzvah to judge him favorably. This is what the Rambam is saying. And even if he's done something which looks so good, you still have to be careful.
But
for the positive, when you know someone is a tzaddik, there you're not allowed to suspect him of doing something bad.
Practically speaking, there is no one who 100% Russia and
again, right. It's true. It's true. There's not. You don't have that many people who are 100% Russia.
We're talking about perfect, but good. Maybe it's good.
So,
but what?
So the commentaries,
I believe it's better to have doubts.
They explain that we're talking about that tzaddik or Russia might be talking about that he's a Russia in a specific area. Okay, so if he's a Russia in the area of, right, you could have someone, right, you can have a situation where you've got a person who is a tzaddik when it comes to kosher food. He's the most machmir, the most strict. Yeah, when it comes to kosher food, he's an absolute tzaddik. The way he washes his lettuce to make sure there's no bugs on it. Yeah, basar v'chalav, he's so careful with everything. He's a tzaddik when it comes to basar v'chalav. It could be, when it comes to gezel, right? When it comes to property and ownership and being negligent of other people's property, that he might just be a beinoni. Sometimes he's careful, sometimes a little bit less careful. Right? And it could be when it comes to Lashon Hara, he's a Russia. He speaks Lashon Hara, openly speaks Lashon Hara all the time. Right? So it's not clear that we're talking about a person who is, this guy's a tzaddik or this guy's a Russia. We're talking about a case-specific situation. Meaning this guy, he is not scrupulous with other people's money. Now, he wants to come along and help me. Right, he's a Russia when it comes to property. Right now, he's coming along and helping me carry my shopping bags home. Yeah, there. Even though, he's the biggest tzaddik in the world when it comes to, he'd never eat treif. He would never speak lashon hara, never. But when it comes to property, he's a Russia. Torah says, "Don't be a fool."
There's no mitzvah.
Roi lishamim menu. You don't have a mitzvah there. But tzaddik tishbo tamisacha. There's no benefit of the doubt. We don't believe in benefit of the doubt.
Meaning to follow your own understanding of the feeling. If you feel this is a guy is not one, you need to avoid him.
Yes. If you know him to be a Rasha or you know him to be a Tzaddik, you have to follow your feeling. You don't have to, but you should not follow the whatever you're seeing. Okay? You have a mitzvah to judge them favorably or a mitzvah to guard yourself from in that case.
There are some people who hate everybody.
Yeah, true. Okay, so what we have so far, okay, we're going to build this up a little bit more as well next week, but what we have so far is, again, right from the beginning we saw the Chafetz... next week is Tisha B'Av. Next week I'm not going to be here anyway. I'm not going to be here for Tisha B'Av. I'm going away on Tuesday. I'm back the following Wednesday. So next week I will not be here, the week after next, okay? So we'll continue then. But what we saw so far is that Chafetz Chaim says how he answers up the question, the contradiction we saw in the Rambam, right? Where the Rambam says it's a midas chasidus, it's a pious thing, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, you should judge everyone. That's everyone. That's people you don't know. People you don't know, that's a nice thing to do. It's appropriate, it's a good thing to do. It's a pious thing to judge everyone favorably if you don't know who they are. If you know who they are, if you know them to be a Rasha, whatever the case is, you have to be careful. You have to guard yourself. Even in a case where it looks like he's doing something really, really good, and there's not much chance of interpreting it badly, you still should protect yourself, you still should be careful. Judge him negatively, okay? In a case where he's a tzaddik, okay, he's a tzaddik, you know him to be a tzaddik, there we have a mitzvah to judge him favorably, even if, right, according to the Rambam, even if you see him doing something negative, which looks like he did something negatively, seemingly negative, if there is a tzad, there's a side, possible side to say, to interpret it in a positive light, you have to judge him favorably, okay? And then, if you're talking about a Beinoni, right, an average person, that, according to the Chafetz Chaim, that's what we said was, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa, of Petzedek Tishboi Tamisecho, of judging favorably if you've got an average person. But we're going to see, next time we meet, we're going to see much more detail about this Beinoni, right? Because what if you see him, right, a Beinoni, but you see him do something which appears negative? Right, so what would you say about that? You have to think about it. Right? You see a Beini, we said that if you see a Tzaddik and he did something which appears to be negative there, you should judge him favorably. Right? You've got a mitzvah to judge him favorably. What if you see a Beinoni? Beinoni is an average person.
But you know or not?
You know him. You know him to be a Beinoni. In the area of kashrus, yeah? You know that he's... Whatever, sometimes he's not a tzaddik, sometimes he's a Rasha. Sometimes he's very careful about what he eats, other times, like, you know, if he's out traveling, then maybe not so much, right? And now you see him going into a store, and he came out with something which looks like it might not be kosher, right? But it could be that it's been repackaged in, you know, I don't know, whatever the case is, right? So it appears to be negative, or it's somewhere in the middle. Okay, so we're gonna see more details about this case of Beinoni.
This is the most common situation.
Absolutely.
Because there is...
Yeah, it's the most common question. And this is...
Did you see tzaddik in your life?
We could say, I mean, I've seen someone to be a tzaddik, generally to be a tzaddik in certain areas. Again, we're talking about the case by case, the specific area.
Because it's difficult to judge people, it's kind of 100% tzaddik.
Yeah. I mean, in certain areas.
Tzaddik. A bit of a definition of tzaddik is not area. It's not.
A rabbi. You see a rabbi, yeah, who is very careful with you know, holy books, and you see him burning a siddur. You see him burning a siddur. What is he doing, burning a siddur?
It's not allowed to burn a siddur.
Don't burn a siddur.
No, but is there is there a grave?
You bury them. You have to bury them.
But
you're not allowed to burn. No, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. You're not allowed to burn. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa.
Burn.
You have to bury it.
Not
No, to burn would be you would transgress a mitzvah d'oraisa.
Okay.
Yeah, so now you see this rabbi burning a siddur.
Does a goy printed it or something?
Okay, so you have that. Yeah, what are you going to say? I mean, a rabbi, yeah, presumably, right, is a tzaddik when it comes to burning siddurim. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a rabbi that would just burn, like take a siddur off the shelf and start burning it.
No, but of course not.
Of course not. So he's a tzaddik. It might be that he speaks Lashon Hara. It might be that he's not so careful with that. It might be that he's... But I mean, in terms of burning siddurim, he's not burning a siddur. There, we have a mitzvah to judge him favorably. As the Rambam says. Even though there's some way of interpreting it, it must be it's not a siddur. Yeah, it must be it's... Whatever. Find a case. Come up with a story. But again, the story is not to say be naive. The story is not to say be an idiot. It makes more sense. Yeah, in such a case, it makes more sense to say the distant thing, this idea that you made up, than it does to say that the rabbi is burning a siddur. It's not because you're an idiot. It's not because you're being a fool and you're being naive. It's because you're being sensible. That's what I'm saying. Be sensible.
But this is saying...
Yeah, at tzaddik, you have to judge favorably because that's the sensible thing to say. It doesn't make any sense to say that he would be burning a siddur. So it's more sensible to say whatever story you can make up.
But most of people even do what based you were talking about. They even don't know Judaism, everything. If they trust somebody, they probably, if this is I don't like somebody, I usually believe he's bad in anything. It's natural for even people to do something. To judge different people.
Possibly, to some degree. Possibly in some areas, but to the degree and the sensitivity that we'll see this is very specific.
People live in different situations with different contact with different people. Some people will love and trust, some people will not. And try to avoid. And some people are the same as we are.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is very specific. So,
good.
Sense.
But we'll see that really the main sensitivity and the main difference, the main application of this is going to come in the area of a Beinoni. You know, where we would not naturally say, he's probably okay. Right? Usually, our natural inclination is to judge negatively.
There is idea to how to judge him yourself.
Judge yourself as well, yeah.
Even Russia probably doesn't believe he is Russia.
Right, right. We're all very quick to judge ourselves favorably and give ourselves the benefit of the doubt.
You know, some people eat himself because he feel guilty all the time. No, there is different people.
But most people judge themselves favorably.
On the other hand,
right, at the same time, hypocritically, at the same time as judging someone negatively, right, they're gonna write what I did.
People judge himself as favorably.
Yeah, most people do.
But I am not sure. Some people, most of for me, I tried all this.
You think you're a Russia?
No, I'm just Russia, but I have doubts about whether I do wrong or not. There's a lot of doubts about my personal life, maybe...
I believe that you are unique.
But this is not unique, because everyone should doubt about himself.
I believe that you are unique.
What idea to love yourself, to believe you're tzaddik? This is not...
You're all unique. But in that regard, I believe that you are unique. I don't believe that everyone is... I believe that everyone is much more forgiving of themselves than it sounds you are.